Donald Trump mocks Beto O'Rourke for quitting 2020 campaign, that poor bastard. By Charlie Spiering on November 1, 2019. President Donald Trump bid farewell to Beto O'Rourke on Friday, noting that the former Texas congressman had ended his presidential campaign. Oh, did you hear? Beto, that poor bastard, poor pathetic guy, Trump said. He was pathetic. O'Rourke announced Friday evening that he had ended his campaign, just hours before Trump took the stage in Mississippi for a campaign rally. Though it is difficult to accept, it is clear to me now that this campaign does not have the means to move forward successfully, O'Rourke said in a statement. He quit like a dog, Trump said. When he quit, I said, see? People think this is easy, it's not so easy. He mocked O'Rourke for telling Vanity Fair magazine that he was born to be president when he first announced his campaign. He said that he was born for it, right? Trump asked mockingly, he was born from heaven and came down and, in that case, some really, really bad things happened, because he made a fool out himself. Trump also recalled O'Rourke's tendency to wave his arms around while he was speaking. Remember the arms flailing? He asked. He was standing on tables, he was standing on countertops. I said, does he never like stand on the floor and speak? What the hell is he doing? What is he on? Trump said that O'Rourke was nasty during the campaign, recalling that he attacked the independence of Christian churches, the Second Amendment, and the production of oil. You come from Texas, you don't like religion, you don't like oil, and you don't have guns. I don't know, that's not a good combination in the state of Texas. I don't know if that's good anywhere, he said as the crowd cheered. O'Rourke spoke to his supporters in Iowa Friday night briefly before officially concluding his campaign and then left Des Moines in a minivan. He went back home to Texas and hopefully we won't be hearing about him for a long time, Trump said. It's amazing how cold you can get so quickly. Trump also ripped O'Rourke on Twitter after the news broke.